Have you ever wondered what would happen if Harley Davidson stopped looking backward and finally decided to aim straight at the future? For decades, the brand has been defined by big twin chrome and heavyweight cruisers. But recently, something different happened inside the walls of Harley Davidson.
At the Mama Tried Motorcycle Show in Milwaukee, Harley quietly unveiled something that could signal a major shift in direction. It's called the RMCR, the Revolution Max Cafe Racer. And if this thing ever reaches production, it might be one of the most radical motorcycles the company has built in decades. Today we're going to talk about what the RMCR concept actually is, the pros and cons of Harley going this direction, and why this move away from the heavyweight cruiser could reshape the brand. Because whether you ride a Harley or not, this is something riders should pay attention to. Welcome along for another Hangout, everyone. In our Hangouts, we discuss stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics. Let's get to it. If you're part of the 93% that are new to the channel, welcome. Something in the algorithm thought you might appreciate a different kind of motorcycle conversation. Around here, we go a little deeper. And to returning viewers and frequent commenters, especially subscribers, I appreciate you more than you know. Harley Davidson did something many of us never thought they would, but the thing many paying attention knew they should. The unveiling of the RMCR is the moment we all knew should come. The RMCR stands for Revolution Max Cafe Racer, and it's built around the same engine platform found in the adventure bike Harley-Davidson Pan America 1250. This means a 1250cc liquid-cooled Revolution Max V-twin pushing roughly 150 horsepower. It's paired with a custom 2x2 exhaust and a chassis shaped with performance in mind. Every line intentional, every detail considered. Now think about that for a second. Harley built its reputation on air-cooled torque monsters, but this concept leans fully into modern performance engineering. The RMCR includes a carbon fiber fairing, tank, and tail, Brembo braking system, 43mm inverted front forks, a custom Akrapovich exhaust, and a fully digital instrument cluster. The engine acts as a stress member in the chassis, which is a design philosophy normally seen in sport bikes. This isn't a cruiser. It isn't a touring bike. It's Harley experimenting with something very different. The RMCR pays tribute to one of the most unusual motorcycles Harley ever built, the Harley-Davidson XLCR Cafe Racer from 1977. That bike was designed during the AMF era by legendary designer Willie G. Davidson. It was blacked out, minimalist, aggressive, and at the time, it confused a lot of Harley riders. But looking back today, the XLCR has become something of a cult classic. The RMCR is essentially Harley asking the question, what would the XLCR look like if it were built today? To really understand the RMCR concept, you have to go back almost 50 years to the XLCR, a motorcycle that many riders today have never seen in person. So let's go back to 1977. The XLCR was one of the boldest experiments ever attempted by Harley Davidson. At the time, Harley was owned by American Machine and Foundry, better known as AMF. Years now, not so fondly remembered by many riders as the AMF era, a turbulent period marked by aggressive production. The company was struggling with quality issues, financial pressure, and increasing competition from Japanese manufacturers like Honda, Yamaha Motor Company, and Kawasaki Heavy Industries. Into that environment stepped Willie G. Davidson, Harley's chief styling officer and grandson of one of the company's founders. Willie G. was a fan of the Cafe Racer movement that had exploded in Britain during the 1960s and early 70s. riders were stripping down motorcycles, adding clip-ons, rear sets, and small fairings to build lightweight machines designed for speed between cafes. They were literally racing from one cafe to another. Harley didn't have anything like that in their lineup, so Willie G decided to build one. The XLCR started with the Harley-Davidson Sportster platform, but transformed it into something very different. It featured a small bikini fairing, clip-on handlebars, rear set foot controls, a sculpted cafe-style tail section, and black-on-black styling long before blackout bikes had become trendy. At the time, when Harleys were dipped in chrome, the XLCR looked almost stealthy. Even today, it still looks aggressive. But in 1977, it was almost shocking. Despite the bold styling, the XLCR struggled in the marketplace. Only about 3,100 units were produced between 1977 and 1979. There were a few reasons for this. First, traditional Harley riders didn't quite understand it. The core customer base wanted big cruisers and touring bikes, not cafe racers. Second, the performance didn't fully match the styling. The XLCR still used the air-cooled Sportster engine, and compared to the high-revving Japanese sport bikes of the era, it wasn't exactly a rocket ship. And third, the price was high for the time, so the bike quietly disappeared from the lineup. But here's where things get interesting. Today, the XLCR is considered one of the most collectible Harleys ever built. What once confused riders is now viewed as ahead of its time. And that's exactly why the RMCR concept matters. The new Revolution Max Cafe Racer isn't just copying the XLCR. It's finishing the idea. Where the original XLCR struggled with performance limitations, the MRCR uses the modern Revolution Max 1250 engine platform, the same power plant as the Pan America, with 150 horsepower, liquid cooling, and a chassis designed around performance rather than tradition. In other words, the MRCR represents the vision of the XLCR that Willie probably wanted to build all along, but didn't have the technology to achieve in 1977. The design philosophy is the same, a Harley stripped down for speed, aggression, and rider engagement. But the execution is finally catching up with the vision. When you look at the RMCR through that lens, it feels less like a new experiment and more like history coming full circle. In 1977, the XLCR asked a question: can Harley build a performance-focused cafe racer? Back then, the market wasn't ready. Today, with modern engineering and a new generation of riders, Harley might finally get the chance to answer that question properly. If you like this sort of thing and would like to support the channel, the best way to do that right now is to click the subscribe button. This concept didn't appear out of nowhere. Over the past several years, Harley has been experimenting with expanding beyond cruisers. We saw it with the Harley-Davidson Pan America, which pushed Harley into the adventure segment. We saw it with the Harley-Davidson Sportster S, which introduced the Revolution Max engine to the street lineup. But the MRCR takes that idea even further. Why? Because Harley has a demographic problem. The average Harley rider is getting older, and younger riders often gravitate toward brands like Yamaha Motor Company, Kawasaki Heavy Industries, Ducati, and KTM, companies that build lighter, high-performance motorcycles. If Harley wants to stay relevant long-term, they need bikes that appeal to the new generations of riders. The RMCR concept is essentially Harley testing the waters. Let's talk about the upside: performance credibility. A 150 horsepower Revolution Max engine in a lightweight cafe racer chassis could give Harley real performance credibility. Not just straight line torque, but actual handling and speed. Second, attracting younger riders. The cafe racer style appeals to riders who like custom culture, performance bikes, and retro aesthetics with modern engineering. That's a market Harley has struggled to capture. Third, platform flexibility. The Revolution Max engine is a modular platform. That means Harley could build multiple bike types around it. Adventure bikes, sport bikes, naked bikes, and cafe racers. That kind of flexibility lowers development cost and opens new segments. Fourth, brand evolution. Harley has spent decades being known for one type of motorcycle. Concepts like the RMCR show that the company might finally be willing to reinvent itself. But there are real risks here too. Let's talk about the downside. First, alienating traditional riders. Many longtime Harley riders love the brand specifically because of air-cooled engines, heavy steel cruisers, and classic styling. A lightweight sport machine with a liquid-cooled engine might feel like a completely different company. Second, fierce competition. If Harley builds a performance cafe racer, it enters a battlefield dominated by machines like the Ducati Monster, Yamaha XSR 900, and the Triumph Speed Triple. These companies have decades of experience building sport-oriented bikes. Harley would be a newcomer. Third, price concerns. Harley motorcycles are rarely cheap. If a production MRCR lands in the $18,000 to $22,000 range, riders might compare it directly against extremely capable European sport machines. Even if you never plan to buy a Harley, this concept matters because it shows that the most traditional motorcycle company in America may finally be evolving. And that evolution could lead to lighter motorcycles, higher performance bikes, and more diverse Harley lineups. If the MRCR actually reaches production, it could mark the beginning of a new era for the company, one where Harley builds machines not just for cruising highways, but for riders who want speed, precision, and modern performance. The MRCR might just be a concept, but concepts are how companies test the future. So the real question is, would you ride a high-performance cafe racer from Harley-Davidson? Or do you think Harley should stick with the heavyweight cruisers that built the brand? Drop your thoughts in the comments. And if you enjoy deeper conversations about motorcycle culture, engineering, and the future of riding, subscribe to the channel. Because the motorcycle world is changing fast, and riders who pay attention will see where it's going next. Is what we think of when we imagine a real biker dying in the evolution of motorcycle culture? Gen X might be the last generation of real bikers. If you would like to learn how to build the bridge between the old and the new, stick around and hang out for a while longer by clicking this video. If you'd rather get out there on the road, this video is for you. I would really like to hear your ideas for hangout topics and enjoy your questions or comments. I'll see you out on the road, and we'll see you next time.